In a world grappling with climate change challenges, finding sustainable and efficient alternatives to commuting is becoming increasingly important. Go by Bike Week, May 29 to June 4, provides a golden opportunity to champion cycling as a transformative mode of transportation, promoting health, reducing emissions, and fostering a sense of community. This annual event not only celebrates the joy of pedaling but also serves as a catalyst for long-term change and a greener future. Most cyclists, avid or not, learned how to pedal away from their parents at a young age. Some required training wheels for longer than others, but after the odd bump, bruise or scrape, that moment of freedom eventually came for everyone when they succeeded in balancing on two wheels without an adult running beside them. Until reaching driving age, bicycles increase possibilities for adventure among youth, diminishing their reliance on parents or guardians for going where they need to go. Somewhere along the way, that magical feeling is lost for a good number of young cyclists. For some, acquiring a driver's license, having access to a vehicle, or buying one, along with entering the workforce, put an end to or decreased the need and desire for two-wheeled transport. Go by Bike Week aims to bring back the magic by encouraging everyone to ride to work or school. Even though the annual initiative began earlier this week, it's not too late to check those tires and hop on that seat. And commutes via bike need not end on June 4. The endorphins released may lead to a desire to make it part of a regular routine. Cyclists who ride year-round have their own reasons for doing so, whether for health benefits, to be environmentally friendly, or, maybe, they never lost the magic. Few things in life provide more inspiration to join the party than watching someone pedaling home, especially up one of the hills in Westview, or from townsite up to Cranberry or Wildwood. Go by Bike Week provides an incentive for workers to ditch their cars and experience the health benefits of cycling to work, including improved cardiovascular fitness, increased stamina, and reduced stress levels. Encouraging more people to cycle to work and school will make a substantial impact on reducing the carbon footprint in Kathet Regional District and throughout the province, aligning with BC's climate action goals. As we strive toward a greener and more sustainable future, it is imperative that events such as Go By Bike Week continue to receive support and recognition, inspiring more people to embrace cycling on a regular basis. The only requirements to participate are the two-wheeled mode of transport itself, willpower, a towel to wipe off the sweat, a change of clothes, and perhaps some deodorant, although for some, the commute to work is downhill and unlikely to require much exertion. For them, the ride home is the workout. Kathet Regional Cycling Association is hosting local events this week, including a celebration station today, May 31st. At Monks on Marine from 4 to 6 p.m. Are you ready to dust off your bicycle?